You are listening to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. So we're going to be getting started shortly with a guest coming on today's show. But until then, that was Houdini by Dua Lipa. And next, I'm going to play Yes And by Ariana Grande. You are listening to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. On today's show, I am joined by a lovely return guest who very kindly came on very last minute, literally this morning. Hey, I'd be so happy to come on again in a few weeks' time, you know, if you ever need something. I was like, today.
Right now, in 10 minutes. Can you be downstairs?
So I'm going to let you introduce yourself, let people know what you do, your name. You know, I'm keeping the suspense, you know, and just in case there's like, maybe, the, who knows, there might be one person who listens every week and is like, oh my God, I know this voice. Where do I know this voice from? Anyway, I'm going to let you take it away.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ainsley Kay. I'm the chair of the Jewish Society, professional yapper and socks office regular.
So Ainsley was on the show a few weeks ago talking about everything that they do. They're just so incredible. But today we're going to do something slightly different. It's going to be a much more relaxed show. Everyone's super tired. You know, we're in the middle of semester two. That slump is hitting. It's been a very busy few weeks on campus for undisclosed reasons. Everything's just, you know, everyone's kind of tired now and needs some chill. So today we're just going to play some music. We're going to chat a bit about the socks office because, yeah, that's like
You do not have a society and you are not on a committee and you don't spend time in the socks office, then you are unaware of such a microcosm of UCC culture going on
like
in there.
That's the theme of today's show, was just talking about stories in the socks office. So first, I'm just going to ask, do you have any song requests that you want to start your show off with?
Can we play Take It Off by Kesha?
Yes. Okay, one sec. We're doing this live. That's how that's how mad this show is. I'm searching the song off. Here we are. Take It Off, Kesha. We'll be back right after this. It's downtown where the freaks are bum around. It's a hole in the wall. It's a dirty freak for all. Welcome back to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. So Ainsley is joining me today and we're just doing a very chill, relaxed show about the socks office here on campus. So I just want to, before we get into like stories and things from it, just a repeat question from last time. How did you get involved with societies? And then to follow up after that, how did you get involved with the socks office?
I started out getting involved with societies as the events officer of the Jewish Society last year. We were just started last year, so I was really involved in getting us founded, getting us all started up, making things were really, you know, moving forward in a direction. This year, I was elected as the chairperson of the society. So I became very involved in, like, you know, all of that, working a lot with the SU on different campaigns there. We have some fun updates from our campaign that we were talking about last time I was on. So that's really exciting.
Oh my God, we get updates on the show.
We get updates on the show.
Incredible.
Things are moving forward in a really good direction there. We had a meeting. It's going really well.
That's amazing.
Oh, we're so excited about it. But things are going in a good direction. And I felt like, you know, this is earlier this year, I had so much going on all the time with the Jewish Society, with other society stuff I'm involved in. And I was like, oof, gosh, I should probably take advantage of this space that we are given for free from 9 to 5. Also, I don't have Wi-Fi at my house. So I needed a spot to go and actually, you know, like have a computer and internet access. So I started hanging out in the SOX office all the time, became very good friends with the whole exec. And now there's a group of probably about, like, you know, 10 of us who are in there literally every single day from 9 to 5 every single day. They're my little coworkers. You're one of them.
It's such just a great, and it's like new people join all the time too. It's and really like people fun. Get busy and they go and then they come back a few weeks later and it's like, oh my God, it's
oh my God,
just,
where have you been?
Yeah, it's just, it's a great community for people involved with societies and especially committee members who are putting a lot of hard work in. And it's something that I wasn't aware of until like the end of my second year. Cause I was in societies the entire time, but I was just, I had it in my head like, oh, this is a space only for the exec, you know, like can't go there. I wouldn't even go up to like collect equipment. I'd be like, can someone else do it? I'm like, it was like this mythical space. No, it's great. And so first thing I want to ask is, do you just want to tell a story? Actually, something I wanted to ask, cause I am so put out that I missed this. Your electric kazoo. I can't believe I never got to see it. I got to see it. I didn't get to hear it because it was the day after Barbie Ball and everyone was so...
Everyone was so hungover. Yeah. I wasn't allowed to play my electric kazoo.
The electric kazoo. So the electric kazoo lore from the SOX office.
I am an avid fan of the kazoo. I can't play any instruments. I've tried to learn how to play guitar, bass, piano, the harp because I found one and thought it would be fun. I'm not...
Where did you just find a harp? Like, were you just walking down the road and a harp fell out of the sky? What do you mean you just found a harp?
It was during COVID when just sort of nothing interesting was happening and I briefly acquired a harp and then I had to give it back.
Was it really difficult? I'd imagine it is.
Oh, yeah. No, it was like, you know, 2 hours of me being like, it's going to be that hard. And it is that hard. it's a lot of strings at once. When you listen, they're phenomenal. They are so good at playing those things. Music is not for me, so I, as a very young child, discovered the slide whistle and the kazoo and found that that's exactly where my talent for playing musical instruments starts and stops. I have a very fancy little kazoo that I have at home. It's blue. It's got little stars painted on it. I love it. And it was recently hidden from me by my partner.
Oh, my God.
Because they hated how much I was walking around the house like... and then for our anniversary, they bought me an electric kazoo, which is just a normal kazoo, but it's got a microphone plugged into it that you can plug into an amp. And it's also got, like, you can plug it in and run it through, like, you know, if you're a music person, you can, like, run it through pedal boards and stuff, and you can put different effects on it. And a kazoo sounds really funny with just an insane amount of reverb and distort on it. It's so funny.
I you're gonna need to bring it back in because it was like this big thing. It was like, oh, it's gonna be brought every day, and it was like, and then it was like the one day I was there, it was like everyone is just, it's quiet time in the office. So it's about time for another song. One constant in the office at the moment, especially on the days where I'm working, is Renee Rapp. So I think I'm gonna play a Renee Rapp song to like recreate Thursday and Friday mornings in the office. Which one will I play? That's how, like,
that's
off
one.
The cuff today's show is. It's like, what will I play? This is Poison Poison by Renee Rapp.
And flip the script. You almost got away with it. You Got a little bit ahead of me, but I'm lucky for you, I am that bitch.
Welcome back to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about... So a big disclaimer, while we're talking about everything that happens in the Socks office, it's the most unserious place. Like, everything is just a silly, goofy story. And I think the next one I want to talk about is something that... Well, actually, both things are relevant today. But the first thing I want to talk about that's relevant to just today is your eggs. Well, it's been a long saga. but it came to a conclusion today. And I just want to talk about your... mystery eggs that have just been around the Socks office for the last, I don't even know how.
1 month.
Four weeks.
4 weeks of those eggs. so when you say it's a deeply unserious workplace, I need this to be so clear that I am the root of so much of this. Every single story we were talking about when we were having the song playing, we're like, oh, wait, this might be an Ainsley problem. This might be some a problem that I've created for all of us that we have to deal with. So approximately a month ago now, I was walking down the main walk on campus and someone walks up to me with a carton, like, you know, 6 carton of eggs, hands them to me and goes, here, I have too many of these. And I was like, oh, eggs. And then I was like, you know, it was 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to do with them. So I went up to the Socks office. I put them in the little fridge in the Socks office and I forgot about them for a month. I forgot about them for about 3 weeks. Beginning of the week last week, Chloe was like... President themselves was like, whose eggs are these? Why have there been eggs in the fridge for almost a full month now? And I was like, ooh, that's my bad. I did leave eggs in there for a full month. Today we had a statesman's funeral for them. We played the bagpipes.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. It was a really moving ceremony.
And a big thing that needs to be stressed about these eggs is not once was the carton opened. Who knows if eggs was actually in
there?
We
actually never double checked. They were handed to me. I was like, oh, cool, eggs. Put them in the fridge. A month passed. We threw them away today. The second they hit the bin, I was like, ooh, I wonder if there were actually eggs in there. But I don't want to root around in the trash can for what is potentially grossly expired eggs.
Do eggs go out of date? I presume they do.
Yeah, darling. I think eggs expire worse than most things.
I feel like one thing we've learned over the past few weeks is how little I know about basic things, but how much I know about really, really niche things. Actually, yeah, that's another Socks Office thing lately, is me learning the countries of the world and getting an audience of like 20 people
we've
gathering
around. We've been so good at GeoGuessr.
Oh my God, the amount of, we've been doing GeoGuessr, we've been doing OpenGuessr, like all the free versions. We've been doing Worldle.
Wordle is a good one.
It's Worldle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, we've just been learning countries of the world. Everyone's guessing. Ainsley, good at it at times. However,
I have no idea what anything looks like.
Yesterday we were doing OpenGuessr, and every single time without fail, that's America.
That's America, baby. I know my country. That's America,
and then
baby.
We turn around and it would be somewhere like the Philippines.
Serbia.
Yeah, just the most, like, that's America.
The one time it was America, we touched down in the street. I'm like, oh, that's America, baby. I know my country. We go down the street. It's Louisiana. It's Shreveport. And Owen's like, that's not America. Resets. Like, that was Shreveport, Louisiana.
You know, I had to do it just to mess with you. It was just like, I couldn't let you be right once. It needed to. I think Kaya just came in and knew everything.
Yeah, it was insane. We would see like a tree and a lamppost, and Kaya was like, that's Uzbekistan. I know Uzbekistan.
Yeah, there was one stage, I think it was, we were in Belgium, and like it had loaded and we were just facing grass. And Kaya went, Belgium. And we guessed
Belgium.
And then
we turn around and it's the Belgian flag is right there. How did you know that?
It's incredible. Okay, so we're going to go on a quick ad break, but we will be right back.
This is Katie.
And this is Quiva.
Here from the UCC IT security team, we have three simple tips to improve your cybersecurity.
1. A secure password is the first line of defense against unauthorized access to your account. Don't reuse passwords. Never underestimate the power of a secure password.
Significantly enhance the security on all your accounts, professional and personal, by using multi-factor authentication.
And 3. Protect your devices from malware by avoiding USBs. Use cloud storage options like OneDrive and SharePoint instead. Visit it.ucc.ie to learn
more. FM.
Hi there, my name is Sinead Wolfe and I'm the chairperson of UCC Nightline. Nightline is a free phone, non-judgmental, non-advisory and confidential listening service run by students for students. The phone lines are open Sunday to Thursday, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. during each term. Our service also has an online chat function if you feel uncomfortable talking on the phone. Nightline is here to listen to any problems that you have, whether it's related to your course, your personal life, or if you just want somebody to talk to. Our phone number is 1800 32 32 42 and can be located on the back of your student card. You can find our website with our messaging service by looking up UCC Nightline. Whatever is on your mind, we are here to listen.
Biggieling, gach mart ona caragadina cuig leis na ciomates ar UCC nó go 8.3 FM. Gach seachtain, plain Maeve, Eva agus Lorraine, cúrsaí gaelinga agus Phoebe na saol. Cúrmid ian na speisialta faoi aglaif agus galor eile. A ceol ó bhannaí is ceoltóirí éirnacha, scéalta granúra lenar agadí antín, agus sopicí samúla. Is cinnte go mbíonn crack cord sa scóra leis na ciomates gach seachtain. Is féidir tachtaring ar Instagram agus bíonn an cláir ar fáil i bhur an podcraine ar Spotify. Sinead na ciomates, gach mart ó na cahargrína cúig.
UCC 98.3 FM.
Take it to the floor now. There's a tornado. Me in take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now.
Welcome back to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. That was Texas Hold'em by Beyonce. Another song being played a lot in the Socks office right now, mostly by me. So when I say a lot in the Socks office, I just mean when I'm there.
We do take requests.
There is, yes, that's something we can talk about.
We do the themed request, days.
The themed days. Okay. And for any society listening, if you ever want to do a themed music day in the office, just come up and tell us.
We did Muppets two weeks ago.
Did Muppets Day by your request.
Yeah, baby.
We did Simpsons Day by Juice from Simpsons Socks request. We had, was you also requested a Fall Out Boy Day, or was that somebody
that
else?
That was me who did Fall Out Boy Day.
Fall Out Boy Day.
I was going through a week.
We had Musical Theatre Day. So yeah, we're doing themed days now, which is really fun.
For a lot of our theme days, we run out of music by like 2 p.m. So then we start playing repeats until someone complains.
Yeah, we can get it. Today kind of became Niall Horan Day.
Today, yeah, Chloe did make today Niall Horan Day.
Yeah,
Chloe
came up to the desk and was just like, Niall Horan, please.
Just so downtrodden.
And, there was one song that finished, she came back over, play it again. just went back to the start. Yeah, okay. More before we had a list of stuff before the break. What was we when we were just before we were going to talk about the eggs? We had another
cardboard cutouts.
Okay, so there are many cardboard cutouts that live in the office. For the last since September at least, Taylor Swift and Harry Styles have been in the closet, in the equipment
Taylor
room.
Taylor Swift will soon be coming out. Big day for you if you're that kind of person.
Please don't be that kind of person.
Please
don't speculate on real people's sexualities. This is two cardboard cutouts that live in the equipment room in the Socks office, and a new one recently joined and is currently just standing really ominously next to the new banner. New banner came today for societies.
So pretty.
But yeah, I feel like it's up to that. Yeah, I think you're right. You were like, if you want to know who it is, go to the UCC.
If you follow any of us on Instagram,
it's up there. But also, if you go to the UCC Society's like main Instagram page, they also posted it in regards to stars. Just the stars tickets beat collections. You can see, but we're gonna let that society hard launch the cardboard cutout in their own time. Speaking of stars, how did you find it this year? Because last year I had a guest on around Star Summit, and I was asking, like, how did you find it? How do you find applications? Do you have any advice for people for like next year if they were to listen back on this? So I'm going to ask you the same thing.
Learn how to delegate.
Delegation's really key.
It truly cannot be you and one other committee member 4 hours before the deadline. That will not work. That being said, if I do not win best newsletter for the Jews letter, things will happen. If you're hearing
you're
this,
go
anyone on the scoring committee, Jews letter deserves best newsletter.
The American Psycho screening American was Psycho foreshadowing collab. For you when you don't get
I'm
best newsletter.
I'm the next American Psycho when they make the remake.
Oh
it's going to be me.
Yeah.
It's going to be girl boss feminism, American Psycho, Ainsley style.
I've never seen American Psycho.
I saw American Psycho for the first time. The Jewish Society and the Simpsons Society did a collab where we screened American Psycho.
Can you please? That was another thing that was just highly talked about in the office was the reasoning behind this event happening. Do you want to share with the class?
Approximately 5 minutes into the movie, there is one line where one of the characters is like, oh, that guy's only so good in investment banking because he's a Jew. And Patrick Bateman goes, cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, Paul. Something like that. And we were like, oh, we absolutely have to do a screening of this movie for the Jewish Society. And the Simpsons Society collabed because it was Eli, Simpsons Sock Chair's idea, and also his favorite movie for some reason. If you know Eli, grill him about why American Psycho is his favorite movie.
What's your favorite movie? Or if you can't give one, give like three.
Oh, that's a really hard question. This is really exposing who I am as a person. I think Lady Bird might be my favorite movie. This is really funny. I have a perfectly fine and normal relationship with my mother. Mm-hmm. But we had no idea what the movie was about. And my mom and I went and saw it together. At like, 2 p.m. showing right after, I was like, I was in high school. So I got out of school. My mom and I were like, let's go see a movie because my brother was doing sports or whatever. Went and saw Lady Bird, got back in the car after the movie and just sort of sat there in the parking lot in silence for 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
We're like, well, and then we have not seen a movie together since.
That movie came out in 2017.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's been a long time. Haven't seen a movie since.
That reminds me of all those people who were like, have you seen Everything Ever All at Once?
Oh my gosh, I watched it on an airplane flying over here the most recent time I was home.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Such a good movie.
But it reminds me of when that came out and all the people talk about like, I'm going to show this to my mom and then just like the aftermath.
Literally.
Oh my God. Yeah, brilliant movie.
Brilliant
two great
movie.
Movies.
I'm seeing Dune 2 tomorrow. I'm really
it's
excited.
So
I heard it's so good.
It's so,
I'm so,
so
excited.
Good. Oh I wasn't gosh. Like, I wasn't supposed to see it. For
what do you mean?
I was told I'm not allowed to go. No, I had made
you're too young.
I had made plans to go with members of a committee of a society that I'm on. But it was like we were like, none of us have any free time until like after St. Patrick's Day. So we set a date and
that's
we were going
like
to go in a few weeks' time.
Days,
however,
Colin.
Last
that's
Friday I was in the socks office. See, it's all coming back to the
it's
socks
all
office.
Back.
I was in the socks office and I just got a text at like 3 o'clock. Hey, I don't want to stay at home tonight on my own. Let's just go out. And so it was just for my friend. And I was like, okay, where will we go? And she was like, dinner and a movie. And I was like, dinner and a movie.
Dinner and a movie, absolutely.
So last minute dinner and a movie. We were like, what will we see? And Dune 2, it was
Dune
the day
2.
Dune 2 came out. So like, let's go to Dune 2, thinking there'd be loads of tickets available. We get there, nothing. They're like, all the IMAXs completely sold out. So we're like, we'll go to one of the normal screens. The only one with tickets left was screen 13 in Mahon, which is the smallest screen in the entire place. And the only seats left were in like the front, like, three rows.
Oh, so you watched like the worst possible, like opposite 0.5 angle of Dune.
Yeah, and it was still one of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh, I've heard it's phenomenal. James of Sox Office fame, of Clubs fame, told me to say clubs are better than socks. Liar.
No,
two,
this isn't unclubbed.
Spent maybe like 15 straight minutes yesterday in the new bar just explaining the plot of every single Dune book to me. I'm like, this is great.
They get wild because
they get crazy at the end there.
I wasn't a massive like I hadn't seen the first one until literally 2 weeks ago because I was like, oh, the new one's coming out, I've heard it's really good, I'm gonna watch the one that came out like, I don't know, 3 years ago or however long.
Hi Juice,
the juice is outside the window.
We give
you, do you want to come in? Oh my God, we're going to be joined by Juice. Yeah, wait. This is
talking
huge.
About Dune. This is huge.
Talking about
huge
Dune.
Stuff altogether. Oh, that's good.
Oh
now.
My God.
Oh, that's good.
Oh
now.
My God.
Hey, Juice.
Special guest.
Oh,
Juice.
This is big stuff. Big stuff all around. Take a seat, babe, girl.
Oh, let me turn on your mic. Yeah.
Hey, baby. How
Hello.
You doing?
Hello. This.
So there's a show on Mondays from 12 to 1 called The Juice Box. You should all watch or listen, sorry.
Yes, Juice is a fellow 98.3 FM radio host. While you're here, we'll come back to Dune in a second.
Dune?
Do you want to talk a little bit about your own show and what you do?
What don't I do? Oh my God, it's such a brilliant show, you know. I play so much really good music. Like, and then that other one by... but no, I don't know. Last week I played a lot of Cork local music, actually.
Oh.
Like local Cork bands or like...
Like local tunes. Cork bands. Like, I played some Wonderwall. It was great. I'm joking.
I love Wonderwall.
Oh, no.
I love Wonderwall.
I'd expect that from... No, I'm just picturing one specific type of person who has a guitar.
You
and
did.
They're at a campfire and someone's like, oh, play a song. And all you hear is the start of Wonderwall and everyone groans. Hey, maybe this is just really specific memories I have from
Scouts.
No, that's
an everyone experience. That is an everyone experience.
Yeah.
You did play Wonderwall for me the other day.
I did.
Not on the guitar, mind you, through the speakers. I do have, like, saved on my Snapchat for emergency purposes, just play Wonderwall, big text. And every time one of my friends is on the radio, I hold up, you know, play Wonderwall, bottom text. Play Wonderwall.
That's incredible. Actually, I'm taking a photo of that. Wait, it's being blocked by the... Oh. Okay, amazing.
I'll put that up for you later, in case you want to know.
Yeah, that's going up in the post-show picture.
Gorgeous.
That's being included on the second slide.
I'm sitting like a weirdo in that picture, too. This is great.
What was I going to say? One of my favorite, just like... stories of one of my friends, Aaron. We were at, well, I don't even know if I was there. I don't know if I just have associations with the story from Osmosis, but at a picture, like at a bar, music is playing. A song is playing in the background and she goes, oh, play Wonderwall next. The song that's currently playing, Wonderwall.
The Wonderwall mindset is what it is.
It's the Wonderwall mindset.
Not
knowing what
be.
Wonderwall actually was, but knowing the you know,
The joke of play Wonderwall.
Anyway, back to Dune. Have you seen Dune 2 yet?
I have not, no.
Okay, amazing. I'm the only one who has, but we were just talking about my optimal cinema experience where I was sitting in like the front like three rows in the smallest screen in Mahon, seeing it from like 0.5 angle, but from the chins down. instead of like from the forehead, it's just like everyone has the biggest chin. Everyone is...
So tall.
Super chin from Fairly Odd Parents. Is that what he's called? Danger chin. I don't know.
I don't remember. I do know who you're talking
I know who
about.
You're on about, yeah.
Yeah. But that's what it was like. Still, great movie. Brilliant movie. Oh, and you were talking about how Clubs James was talking about
Clubs James spent 15 to 20 minutes recounting the plot of all six books to me.
Six written by the main guy. And then his son wrote more using the notes that your other guy had before he died. Because he never got to write the rest of them.
Sounds like a J.R.R. Tolkien job.
Yeah, well, kind of like that. But
the only reason I opened myself up to this is because I mentioned that in what can only be described as an episode over the summer, over the course of a month, I read every single work Isaac Asimov ever published. Which, if you don't know, he's pretty prolific. And I just cooked through those. It was during my 1 month of being unemployed over the summer, and I handled it really well.
That was me, but with Dance Moms. I had a solid month over the summer.
What possessed you?
I don't know. There was just a month of the summer. I was driving to work every day, and I like a podcast when I'm driving. Because I like music, but then after like a month of playing the same playlist on repeat, I'm like, okay,
I
need a break. That's what I do. So I had a month where I listened to Back to the Bar, which is a Dance Moms podcast run by two of the moms from the show.
The moms never had good opinions. I want to know what was happening to those girls.
But it was the two iconic ones.
I'm going to be real with you.
You've never seen it?
No, I've never seen
it. It's part of your culture.
Just because I'm American doesn't mean I've seen Dance Moms.
Abby Lee Miller came to Cork last year and it was really, really funny.
I have no idea who that is.
She's the mom of...
She's not the mom, she's the dance teacher.
She's the titular dance of the moms.
So the plot of Dance...
The titular role.
I have a story about Dance Moms, actually.
You don't even know who Abby Lee Miller is.
No.
Do you have a story about Dance Moms?
I have a story. So when I was young...
just like that kid from the Black Parade.
What? Anyway. Anyway, when I was
My Chemical Romance. When I was a young boy.
Ah! The only one I know from that is Teenager. Anywho, when I was a young boy, my mama said to me, she said, watch Dan Ocean. So we have neighbors, right? And my dad, he drives diggers. And he was doing works. He was doing work. He was doing work in one of my neighbor's gardens. And they're like, kids came out and were like, they were really into Dance Moms for some reason. And they were like, we were on Dance Moms. And I was like, I have no idea what that is. They were not on Dance Moms, mind you. Like, children from the countryside in Ireland, I do not think. But they were like, oh, we were on it. And then they showed me a video and then they just started dancing. And I was so incredibly confused by the entire situation.
I have a really quick question. Why were you following your dad to work?
Oh, right. He always had this idea where he was like, come on, guys, help me at work. And then he'd just sit in the digger and just do his job. And then we just be sitting
down. My dad used to do that too. I'd just sit in the car and watch him, like, garden.
Yeah.
Like, get it, dad. We gotta dig a hole.
Then he gets angry. Well, he didn't get angry, but he'd be like, upset. He's like, oh, you're not coming to me at work. It's like, what? Like,
just sit there to watch.
But diggers are really cool.
They are really cool.
Counterpoint, diggers are great.
Yeah, I did recently buy myself a Lego bulldozer.
Lego? Huge stuff.
Speaking of Lego.
Lego's normally small.
Speaking of Lego.
It's kind of...
I have to use the big
Lego
bricks.
Duplo.
The Duplo block.
Yeah.
I have to use the huge bricks because I have no finger dexterity.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really embarrassing.
Anyway, what's happening with Lego? I'm completely out of the loop
and I would like to know. Does the team have a ball?
Does the ball bounce? And does the ball have a theme is the real question. Apparently it does. CNS ball tickets for the Lego ball, the ball of the year, are on sale now and we are very quickly running out. Fulls completely sold out. Fulls gone after 45 minutes. Afters, there's some left.
By some we mean less than you can count on hands and feet.
Like if you and a few of your friends went in, if you have more friends than you'd expect, you're not, you're pulling out your ticket to brag. Okay, I got a ticket too.
It's CNS balls. So this is some ASMR I have for you guys.
This is Unsock's first ASMR. This is the most unhinged show I have had in the 2 years here.
We had a plan, move out of this town, baby, west to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing you're done, you'd cue the songs and we get going. But you went home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morn till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your shit was never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn?
All right, man. Be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had.
That was Wonderwall by Oasis. It had to be played. We spoke it into existence. It had to happen.
Yeah.
So we're coming up to the end of the show. So thank you so much to the both of you for coming in very unexpectedly. This was a great hour. Very unhinged.
I had so much fun.
Very little to do with society.
I learned so much about ourselves.
When do I get paid for this? Sorry.
Okay, I do have something I want to plug personally because the society I'm on has something. Society, two of us are on, has something very exciting coming up next week. Fempower. Yes, Fempower. Fempower, organized by the incredible Emer Neville, is happening next week on campus. So I'm just going to do a quick rundown. Monday, March 11th, 12 to 1, Intro to Feminism in the Steps. 4 to 6, Equality Meets Craftivism with the Global Justice Society and the Scribble Society in the Door Almond Room of the Hub. And from 5 to 6, an event with Wibble, Leadership, the Experience of Putting Yourself Out There in Food Science Building L2. Tuesday from 2 to 3, Stalking Ireland, the Legislative Story in the Aula Maxima. Wednesday, March 13th from 12 to 1, Gender Across the World, the International Perspective in the Steps. 3 to 7, an InterVarsity event, All Ireland Feminist Society Thinking. There's so many university feminist societies coming down to UCC for this. It's going to be great. Then Thursday, March 14th from 7 to 11, Feminism at Franwell in the Franciscan Well Pub in the city. There's going to be just a nice little fem power party. That is that. Thanks so much for tuning in today to play out the show. This is Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Woo. Support Simpson Sock.
30.